I may soon make good what I have said. Bianca, get thee in. Oh, let him not displease thee, good Bianca. I will love thee nevertheless, my girl.
A pretty pet. It is best to put finger in the eye, and she knew why.
Sister, content you in my discontent. Sir, to your pleasure humbly I subscribe. My books and instruments shall be my company. On them to look and practice by myself.
Hark, Tranio. Thou mayst hear Minerva speak.
Signor Baptista, will you be so strange? Oh. Sorry am I that our good will effects Bianca's grief. Why will you mew her up, Signor Baptista, for this fiend of hell?
Fiend
and make her
hell.
Bear the penance of her tongue.
Gentlemen, content thee, I am resolved. Go in, Bianca.
Yes, Father.
Yes, Father.
And for I know she taketh most delight in music, instruments, and poetry. Schoolmasters will I keep within my house, fit to instruct her youth. If you, Hortensio, or Signor Gremio, you know any such, prefer them hither. And so, farewell. Caterina, you may stay, for I have more to commune with Bianca.
Why, and I trust I may go too, may I not? What, shall I be appointed hours? As though... be like I knew not what to take and what to leave, huh?
You belong to the devil's dam. Your gifts are so good, here's none will hold you. Farewell, Hortensia.
Signor Gremio, a word, I pray. Though the nature of our quarrel yet never brooked par, now it touches us both to labour and affect one thing specially.
What's that, I pray?
Well, marry, sir, to get a husband for a sister.
A husband? A devil?
I say a husband.
I say a devil. Thinkest thou, Hortensio, though her father be very rich, any man is so very a fool to be married to hell?
Tush, Gremio, though it pass your patience and mine to endure her loud alarums, why, man, there be good fellows in the world, and a man could lighten them would take her with all faults, eh, and money enough.
I cannot tell, but I had as lief take her dowry with this condition, to be whipped to the high cross every morning.
But come. By helping Baptista's eldest daughter to a husband, we set his youngest free for a husband, and then have to it afresh. Sweet Bianca. He that runs the fastest gets the ring. How say you, Signor Gremio?
I am agreed. And would I had given him the best horse in Padua to begin his wooing, that would thoroughly woo her, wed her, and head her, and rid the house of her. Come on!
I pray, sir. Tell me, is it possible that love should of a sudden take such hold?
Oh, Tranio, till I found it to be true, I never thought it possible or likely. But see, while idly I stood looking on, I found the effect of love in idleness. Tranio, I burn, I pine, I perish, Tranio, if I achieve not this young, modest girl. Counsel me, Tranio, for I know thou canst. Assist me, Tranio, for I know thou wilt.
Master, you look so longly on the maid. Perhaps you marked not what's the pith of all.
Tranio, I saw her coral lips to move, and with her breath she did perfume the air. Sacred and sweet was all I saw in her.
Nay then, 'tis time to stir him from his trance.
I pray, awake, sir. If you love the maid, bend thoughts and wits to achieve her. Thus it stands. Her eldest sister is so cursed and shrewd that till the father rid his hands of her, master, your love must live a maid at home. And therefore has he closely mewed her up because she will not be annoyed with suitors.
Oh, Tranio, what a cruel father's he. But art thou not advised? He took some care to get her cunning schoolmasters to instruct her.
Aye, marry am I, sir. And now 'tis plotted.
I have it, Tranio.
Master, for my hand, both our inventions meet and jump in one.
Tell me thine first.
You will be schoolmaster, and undertake the teaching of the maid. That's your device.
It is. May it be done.
Not possible. For who shall bear your part? And be in Padua, here Vincentio's son? Keep house and ply his book, welcome his friends, visit his countrymen and banquet them.
Ah, content thee, for I have it full. We have not yet been seen in any house, nor can we lie distinguished by our faces for man or master. Then it follows thus. Thou shalt be master, Tranio, in my stead. Keep house and port and servants as I should. I will some other be, some Florentine, or some Neapolitan, or meaner man of Pisa. 'Tis hatched and shall be so. Tranio, at once, uncase thee. Take my coloured hat and cloak.
I am tied to be obedient, for so your father charged me at our parting. Be serviceable to my son, quoth he, although I think 'twas in another sense. I am content to be Lucentio, because so well I love Lucentio.
Tranio, be so, because Lucentio loves. And let me be a slave to achieve that maid whose sudden sight hath thralled my wounded eye.
Verona, for a while I take my leave to see my friends in Padua, but of all, my best beloved and approved friend Hortensio, and I trow this is his house. Here, Sir Grumio, knock, I say.
Knock, sir? Whom should I knock? Is there man who's rebused your worship?
Villain, I say knock me here soundly.
Knock you here, sir? Why, sir, what am I, sir, that I should knock you here, sir?
Villain, I say knock me at this gate, and wrap me well, or I'll knock your knave's pate.
My master is grown quarrelsome. I should knock you first, and then I know after who comes by the worst.
Will it not be, faith, sirrah, and you'll not knock, I'll ring it. I'll try how you can so far and
swing it! Help! My master is mad!
Now, knock when I bid you, sir villain!
Oh, now, what's the matter? My old friend Grumio, and my good friend Petruchio, how do you all at Verona?
Signor Hortensio, come you to part the fray?
Rise, Grumio, rise! We will compound this quarrel.
He bid me knock him and wrap him soundly, sir. Well, was it fit for a servant to use his master so?
A senseless villain. Good Hortensio, I bade the rascal knock upon your gate, and could not get him for my heart to do it.
Knock at the gate? Oh, heavens, spake you not these words plain? Sirrah, knock me here, wrap me here, knock me well, and knock me soundly, and come you now with knocking at the gate.
Sirrah, be gone, or talk not, I advise you.
Petruchio, patience. I am Grumio's pledge. Why, this a heavy chance twixt him and you, your ancient, trusty, pleasant servant, Grumio. And tell me now, sweet friend, what happy gale blows you to Padua here from old Verona?
Such wind as scatters young men through the world to seek their fortunes farther than at home where small experience grows. But in a few, Signor Hortensio, thus it stands with me. Antonio, my father, is deceased, and I have thrust myself into this maze, happily to wive and thrive as best I may. Crowns in my purse I have, and goods at home, and so I'm come abroad to see the world.
Petruchio, shall I then come roundly to thee, and wish thee to a shrewd, ill-favoured wife? Thou thank me but a little for my counsel, and yet I'll promise thee she shall be rich, and very rich. But thou art too much my friend, and I'll not wish thee to her.
Signor Hortensio, twixt such friends as we, few words suffice, and therefore, if thou know one rich enough to be Petruchio's wife, as wealth is burden of my wooing dance, be she as foul as was Florentia's love, as old as Sibyl, and as cursed and shrewd as Socrates' Xanthippe, or a worse, she moves me not, or not removes, at least affection's edge in me. Were she as rough as are the swelling Adriatic seas, I come to wive it wealthily in Padua. If wealthily, then happily in Padua.
Boy, give him gold enough and marry him to an old trot with ne'er a tooth in her head, though she have as many diseases as 250 horses. Why, nothing comes amiss, so money comes with all.
Petruchio, since we are stepped thus far in, I will continue that I broached in jest. I can, Petruchio, help thee to a wife with wealth enough and young and beauteous, brought up as best becomes a gentlewoman. Her only fault, and that is faults enough, is that she is intolerable, cursed, and shrewd, and forward, so beyond all measure that were my state far worser than it is, I would not wed her for a mine of gold.
Hortensio, peace. Thou knowest not gold's effect. Tell me her father's name, and 'tis enough. For I will board her, though she chide as loud as thunder when the clouds in autumn crack.
Her father is Baptista Minola, an affable and courteous gentleman.